103.7 to beat your boy Big Rob, the fat guy at the station. And as promised last time, I brought Eric Carter back. Am I saying that right?
You're saying it right.
Okay.
It's right.
You look like you tired, bro. You got a rough
man,
day.
It was a long day today, but it was a good service today, and happy family, satisfied family. So
that's good.
That's what we here to do.
And as you know, Eric is the I'm trying to sound like I'm intelligent because he brought a very beautiful guest in with him today, and she gonna talk to us about something. Yes. I don't know. I'm gonna let Eric handle all of that. But you are the owner and proprietor of Carter Funeral Home. Address?
3355 Merriam Street in the great city of Muskegon Heights.
All right, Dan. Now, you brought a beautiful guest in with you.
I did.
And stuff. And she's not only works at Carter Funeral Home, she has a specialty.
Absolutely. So she wears many hats. Mm-hmm. She's my office manager, my financial manager, and she just keeps the office moving and supports me in serving families. And she move around and help in areas that she did not sign up to do, but she does awesome. I couldn't do this without her. She's like my backbone. Mm-hmm. When I'm not in the office, she makes sure the office is ran correctly. When I'm in office, she keep me in line. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't do this without her, and I'm grateful to have her with us on the show.
All right, then. What's her name again?
Her name is Tori, or real name is Latoria, but we call
Latoria
her
Latoria what?
Or.
Or?
O-R-R.
Are you in the kingdom, Michael Orr?
No, unfortunately, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Okay. What do you call her? Toya?
Tori.
Tori, okay. All right, Tori. You here to talk about, Eric, you supposed to explain what she here to
Absolutely.
Talk about.
Absolutely. So today, tonight we are here to talk about pre-need, pre-planning. And pre-planning is very important. Right now, and that is one of the things that I'm advocating so hard for our community, to get the families and friends and everybody in our community to come sit down and talk with us about funeral arrangements. Again, we understand that that is a subject, something that people do not like to talk about. But we all have to go that way, no matter which way we go. If we do burial, cremation, or green burial, or whatever we decide to do for our final resting place, we have to go to a funeral home or a crematory to be able to have our final disposition, which is if it's a burial, cremation. So mm-hmm. pre-planning is very important for us to start planning, because death can happen, you know, natural, mm-hmm. or it can be unexpected. And again, it not only help you to have what you want and your wishes being honored, but it lighten the burden off your family. And oftentimes we have seen and found that families come and they have no clue of what their loved one wants or their wishes. They have no clue of what to do. They don't even have some information on where their parents were born or live. And that is good for people to come sit down, give us all the information on their life, what insurance they got, if we need to look over the insurance. Everybody say they got insurance, but what kind of insurance you got? Is it whole term? What does it consist of? You know, so there's so many things that entails in this prearrangement that allows to ease the burden off your family and honor your wishes.
All right. Hey, I agree with you, buddy.
Yeah.
So can you help an old fat guy like me? she's laughing. She's like, yeah, he is kind of fat. That's a she over there thing. I hope he don't come to us and we got to lift that big old dude up. We're going to need a couple of cranes up in there. But can you help an old fat guy out like me?
Well, when it comes down to prearrangements, why I do like prearrangements is just in case, say your family does have insurance. Again, like he said, you don't know what type of insurance. It could be accidental. It could be whole. It could be term. It could be $5,000. It can be $2,000. You just don't know. Mm-hmm. And when it comes down to prearrangement, you can already pre-plan your service. Mm-hmm. And you can get locked in at the rate that you started your pre-plan at. So even if you mm-hmm. start it now and 10 years from now you pass away, you get that rate.
Mm.
So that's a plus.
And see, then, speak about that a little more about when you lock in the price, because price go up, right?
Yeah.
Used back in the day, it could be like $5,000 for a funeral. Now, a decent funeral is going to run what?
A burial can run anywhere between $10,000 to $15,000.
A burial? That's a burial. Some cemeteries is $6,000-$7,000 for just the cemetery. That's not even a full home.
That's almost
you
a whole nother funeral just for the cemetery itself.
Absolutely.
Really?
So you lock in our price. So whatever our price list, and it all fluctuates, but whatever our price is, you can lock in that price as a guarantee. So in 10 years, if we elevate our price, something happened to you in 10 years, you may, you know, cash advancement stuff like the cemetery, obituaries, and things like that. We can't promise that price going to be that. But our cost, what the funeral home does as far as removal, embalming, dressing, that price will lock in. So now you're not paying what the price when you pass versus the price already while you were still living.
Or let's say you even pick out a casket. Let's say you find a casket for $1,200. Of course, 10 years from now, that casket is 9 times out of 10 won't be available. But we're going to get you one as close to that as we can possibly can, so you don't have another $1,200 added on to that cost for a new casket.
Absolutely.
I've seen people change their mind. They'll go from a burial to a cremation service. Mm-hmm. It's so many different options you can do. Just know, once you lock into an agreement, if you lock into an agreement for a cremation or a burial, that's the agreement. Once you change it, that agreement does change, but we will work with you to stay within the means of what you have in that prearrangement. Now, if you want to go above and get all the bells and whistles, horse and carriage and all that, those are outside sources that we can't lock in. That's the only thing. Hmm. So, I mean, if you go out and you already purchased your spaces, mm-hmm. and you've already purchased your open and closes, your vault set and seals. A lot of people do not understand what goes into a burial and why it does cost so much. So like he said, we try to get you in and at least get that package down so you know majority of it's covered. Then again, when you look at insurance, you got so many ways that insurance can drop that you don't know. You think mom has insurance, but mom missed two payments. Now the insurance lapsed. You don't have insurance.
Absolutely.
We've run across those issues. Or if mom goes onto, what is it, Medicaid, they have a Medicaid spend down. They can make you cancel out your life insurance
yes.
if you have too much income into it. So if people have like a $10,000 policy, but they're not allowed to have more than $6,000, you got to cash in $4,000 of that policy in order to receive the Medicaid help. So
yes.
when it comes down to it, if you go into a prearrangement and get your pre-need and you set it up as an irrevocable trust, the state can't make you cancel that because that's not money you can loan off of. That's not money you can't return. You paid for your funeral service. That's it. That's all. And that's one way to secure it to the point of at least you know your loved one can mm-hmm. be buried.
Yep. It costs. I keep telling Eric this. It costs more to die mm-hmm. than
to be born.
To be born.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that, in my opinion. That's why I love what Eric does. And he's, you know, bringing people like you, the gentleman last time, you know, about embalming. You know, people don't understand this. So what you're saying is that you still got to, outside of paying the funeral home, you got to pay for the vault through a vault company. Mm-hmm. Then you got to pay the cemetery land.
Mm-hmm. The space. Yep.
The space for your space.
Yep.
And then you have to pay for the vault set and seal, which that means they have to place the vault into the hole that's setting the vault.
Uh-huh.
And then once the casket is in it, the ceiling, they have to lower the top of the vault. You have to pay for that too.
So Rob, there's a couple things, right?
So the open and close is opening the closing of the ground of
that's
the space.
That's just opening
so I'm
ground.
Just going to throw just random numbers. So you buy a space for $1,000, we'll just mm-hmm. say. Now, you got to pay $500 for them to come and dig the hole mm-hmm. and to close the hole. But once they dig the hole, you got to pay another $500 for them to come set the vault, put the casket in, seal the vault, and then close the ground.
And you still got to pay for
so
that
right
vault
now,
that goes inside.
Right. So right now, just for the vault set and seal, and the open and close, you're at $2,000 right there. The space. I mean, the space. It's the space, the set and seal, and the actual open and closing of the ground. So right there, that's $2,000. And that's just random. I'm not giving nobody's accurate pricing. I'm just giving it for quick.
And that's a low ball right there. She giving you. She's not even giving you the actual price. It's higher than that.
No, I get that, but cost that much to get a...
Now, I can give you... let's keep adding. Let's say the vault costs $1,000. So now you're at $3,000. Uh-huh. Let's say your casket costs $1,500. Now you're at $4,500. That's just that. That's not the service itself. That's just to put you into the ground.
Front of home stuff.
That's not to pick you up. That's not to clean you up. That's not to dress you. That's not to put you in the casket. That's not the service. That's none of that. That's just literally your burial expense.
Just to be put into the ground.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. So what do somebody fat and old like me got to do? Because I don't know how much more longer I got on this earth, you know. And you got some people out there thinking like, I don't know how much longer I got, so let me go on and get this out the way. Because it's, from what I understand from you guys, too, it's very important that you get Social Security numbers, place of birth. Definitely. Can you kind of explain that part of either one of y'all? What do you need for the funeral service to go on? I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I know we talked about Social Security number. Mm-hmm. Place of birth. I'm talking about that kind of stuff. What all do y'all?
So, and Tori can talk a little bit on the finance part, but the reason why it's important to know, you know, where you was born, who your parents are, that has to go on a death certificate. If you have insurance or anything, insurance not going to pay the funeral home or even pay you unless they have an actual death certificate. And we have to put your parents' name, regardless if you like your dad or like your mama or never met them. We have to know those things. Social Security is very important. We have to let the Social Security Department know that you passed away. We have to make sure that if you have a spouse, that they can collect any benefits from you. And then also, they want to know if you're still living or not, you know, because people can use your Social Security for fraud, and they have to catch that those things, as well as, again, that Social Security number goes on your death certificate, and that what matches up to your insurance. So we have to know those things, you know. We have to know your correct address. That's why when people change their address and phone numbers, you have to change that with insurance and funeral homes. You can't just say, oh, I'm changing my address and because I move. You gotta look at all of what you have to change, because we have had some families come in where they say, well, after the loved one passed away, are we going to send the claim forms to the beneficiary? But the beneficiary used to live in Texas. Now they live in Georgia. But they're just because they call and say, oh, yep, sorry, my mom passed. I want to do a death claim on my mom now to receive the insurance. But I live in Georgia now. Well, they're not going to send it to Georgia just because you told them. They're going to send it to your old address. Now you got to try to get that. Now that delays your insurance. Now that may delay your service because we can't do anything until we are paid. So a lot of those little small things are crucial. That's why it's good to make your prearrangements. Sit down and talk what options you have. Well, I want to be cremated. Okay, but that it just don't happen like that. What do you want out of the cremation? Who do the cremated remains go to? You know, well, you may get married and you want your kids to take over. Well, you pass away, your wife is your next of kin, not your children. No matter if your children like your new wife or not. That's important. There's a document you come and you sign at your prearrangement and say, hey, I might be married, but I want my children to handle everything. They sign off. So there's a lot of things you have to do that entails with prearrangements.
And it does. You would be surprised how many prearrangements I've sat down with and they don't know their grandparents' name. They don't know their mom's Social Security number. Better yet, they don't know where the insurance policy is. They Absolutely. Only come in with a bill saying that they have insurance. Now, I got to try to track it down to see if it's good, if it's accurate, if who's on what. And it's so hard because I'm not no part of this insurance this insurance claim at all. So now they only want to talk to the beneficiary. Well, what if that beneficiary passed? Do they have a contingent beneficiary?
Yeah.
Then if they don't have a contingent beneficiary, now we're going down the whole family line of trying to prove who's who. Now we need birth certificates. Mm-hmm. Mom and dad got to be on the birth certificate to show that you're their child. Or I got to send in, if dad was the beneficiary and dad passed away, I got to send in his death certificate. And a lot of issues come to play is because, one, a lot of people don't know their parents even have insurance until they go to clean out their house. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they just don't know where they put it. This is not the day and time that you can just stuff something in your mattress anymore. I tell people all the time, get a safety deposit box. I have one. I put all my important information in there, and I have a copy in a firelock safe in my house. My daughter has the key to that. So she knows where all my documents are, but does everyone's children have that?
No.
And the reason I did that is because working in this building, because, you know, I see what people don't have and how simple it could be. You know, just even if you make a photocopy of their Social Security, put that in there.
Absolutely.
Just so we know, okay, this came from the Social Security Administrative Office. We know this is inaccurate. Whether it's a copy or not, I know this number is right.
Mm-hmm.
Because something as simple as one number off can stop the whole process.
The whole process.
Insurance.
Yep.
Filing the death certificate. Stopping claims. You put up the wrong number, you may kill off the wrong person.
But why is it important for us to do prearrangements? Why? I mean, what is the really basic importance of it? Your
peace
family,
of mind.
Peace of mind knowing that, hey, I was able to talk about, have my final wishes written down, just like a will, you know? That's important because oftentimes, you know, our families don't come together with death.
Mm-mm.
They fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want that. And so the thing is, it's good to sit down and say, hey, I have everything laid out. And a lot of people say, well, my kids know what I want, this and that. But when you pass away, it's emotions, it's disagreements.
Are they all still on the same page?
And some people not be on the same page. And so it's always important to put stuff in place. So then that's a less burden off your children or your family, and they'll know what's going on. And that's what we as a community and as people have to start, you know, being very cognitive of what's important. Mm-hmm. Every day I hear people say, every day I turn around, I see Carter from the home popping up on my phone. Yeah, we blessed that the community is coming to us and entrusting up their loved one. But it should be a wake-up call and say, hey, we leaving here just as sure as we waking up.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody not waking up just because you woke up this morning.
Right.
And we have to look at where we're going to go and how we're going to take care of our business. It's just as important as opening a bank account, living in your home. So, again, it's important to sit down and do your prearrangement. And it takes no more than 30, 45 minutes to do it. You know, we come in, we sit down with you. You make an appointment. You can call us 231-246-7611. You can ask for myself or preferably ask for Tori because that's who does it. I'm going to tell the truth.
You ain't even going front.
I ain't going front. She got a card on the front of the lobby. You can pick up her card in the front lobby, give her a call, set a time. We can sit down with you. We can go over options.
You can even email me.
Listen,
my email's on there.
And we don't make it where, you know, you feel like, oh, I'm finna die. You know, some people got them spells or, you know, they scared. No. Let's sit down and we have coffee. Listen, we can find a way where we can make you comfortable to be able to talk about these things and not just say, okay, where you want to be buried. Nope. Tori, make it to a place where you can be comfortable coming in and say, I feel really good that I accomplished something, knowing that I'm at peace if something happened to me.
Right. Now, prearrangement, does that mean you got to pay something when they come see you, Tori?
Not right off. But what I like to do is I try to set it up for easy monthly payment plans because one thing it does have to be, in order to honor the agreement that we sign up for, it needs to be paid in full before it becomes an at need. So let's say you paid for a $7,000 service. We got everything down that you want. We can set it up for $100 a month. If you want to come in and pay $100 a month, that's fine. If you want to pay extra on it that month, that's fine. We're not pushing the envelope of, no, you need to be in here with $500 every 2 weeks. No, that's not the case. We know nobody has it. This economy sucks right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, we try to make it as feasible as we can for people to say, okay, just like they do for, you know, life insurance. Oh, I'm only paying $50 a month for my life insurance. Yeah, we probably can't go as low as that, but we can work something out with you. But this is going to be more of a guaranteed service. Life insurance is not guaranteed. You pay on it and pay on it and pay on it until you close your eyes. So, you know, at least this is that peace of mind. Once it's paid off, that $7,000 is done. You're done. Outside of whatever else your children might want to do or your loved ones might want to do. If they want to get the bells and whistles, then that's something extra. But you paid for what you wanted done.
Absolutely.
Something basic.
Yep.
And you're done with it. I mean, I've set prearrangements up for burial expenses, like towards their burial. You can put money towards a burial.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
If you say you want to be buried at Mona View, and you know right now Mona View is running, and I don't know right off the top of my head, but I'm just going to throw $1,000 out there again. You know that's $1,000. So, okay, well, put $1,500 towards my burial expense just in case it goes up by the time I die. Mm-hmm. You know, things like that. So it's all written down. It's all what they want. And I usually try to suggest, especially if it's an elderly person, if it's just the father left or it's just the mother, bring in one of your children.
So that you. They know.
So they absolutely. Know. And they can pass it along to the other siblings, yes. or their siblings or whoever. So they know, look, dad did this, uncle did this, blah, blah, blah. That's the only way the knowledge will get out there. Because when grief happens, you don't know which way to go. And as long as I've been doing this and then started working with him, I experienced, you know, death back to back. First, it was my sister. 5 days later, it was my mom. So, therefore, it was like a rush to me. I told him I didn't want the arrangement meeting. I filled out everything. Boom, here you go. And I walked out the door. But I have that knowledge. Everyone doesn't.
Correct.
So, it... when it comes, we try to make it as simple as possible. Like I said, and like he said, I don't try to make it say, this is what you have to have. I'm going to give you the options. What do you want? Tell me what you want. Let's find something that works for you.
Absolutely.
And okay. then we'll go from there. If you want to go a la carte, like, well, no, you know, I want this, but I don't need this, so I'm going to take this. I will do whatever you want it set up as. And absolutely. Before we sign anything, I'm going to go over everything with you and explain what may be missing or what you may or may not need. So that might open it up for you to do something else. Well, no, you don't need that. I've had people order their urns for their cremation and have them already engraved, and all they want is the death date put on them.
Yep.
I mean, something as simple as that.
Right.
It goes a long way.
It
brings your family more peace of mind and able to grieve you in the way they need to grieve you. That's not a worry. So with us at Carter, we try to make it where we take all of the worry out of your hands.
Yes.
And we try to work it to make it as easy as possible in the transition for you to grieve and to love and to hold on to what you have at that moment.
Absolutely.
And to all the way until that process is done. I've had people come back after a service and say, hey, I want to sit down with you. I mean, immediately.
Yes.
And I'm like, no, you take your grieving time first. Don't come make a rash decision because you just had to bury your son unexpectedly.
Right.
I want to see you, but take a week or two.
Right.
Give me a call. We'll set up an appointment. Don't jump right in until you got a clear head, and that's the best way to look at it. And my whole thought process, do what you want. Don't listen to everybody outside. Because when you listen to everybody outside, then you got horse and carriage, you got this and that.
Yep.
And you're not a showboaty type person.
Yeah.
And you're stuck with a bill.
I just, you know, and now that here they got, now they're at the $15,000 funeral bill. Yep. You know, and no, don't do that. If that's not what you're comfortable with, do something that works for you, that you're at peace with.
And one thing I'm proud to say that we are affordable, transparent, we honest, and we committed to our work, and we have a top tier service. No matter if you're doing a direct cremation or no matter if you're doing a big funeral or burial, we're going to give you the best out of the best. And we're going to strive to give you that. And one thing about what we do is that we try to make families and people comfortable to come talk to us about things. So then they know that they can be at a ease with it no matter what their final wishes is. And so we highly encourage the community to come out and sit with us and just talk with us. Let's chat. You know, we're going to do a lot of things in the summertime where we're going to have a luncheon, and we're going to have different events in the evening where they can come and just see what's out there for when their time comes, young and old. And I really want to talk with our young people, because again, doesn't matter what age you are, you have to be prepared and ready. I don't care if you bring me $20 to just, hey man, here go 20, man. All right. Because I want you to be taken care of. I don't never want to turn a family away, and we would never turn a family away. But I don't want to say, hey, we only can do this, and they not satisfied because they want more. But let's prepare now. Let's be more the word I'm trying to say. Let's be able to plan ahead and be in advance on what our life and how our life going to end, and when it end, what we going to do with our remains, and how we going to be able to take care of our family. So we're proud here at Carter that we are we have families that will come back right after a service and say, "Hey, I want to do my pre-arrangement," because we make it so easy for them, and we take all that burden and we put it on us, because we are the experts and we want to be able to provide and let the families know that we care.
And you know, I think it's great what you're doing, Eric, you and your team. I think it's really great what you guys are doing with educating the people, you mm-hmm. know, because that's, you know, what is that saying? We lack of knowledge. We die, or we something from the lack of knowledge, mm-hmm. you know, and they always, you know, I always read this, you know, because I practice Islam.
Okay.
And stuff like that, you know, that we think about a lot about death. And, mm-hmm. and when it's coming, but at the same token, we think about, you know, those effects that go into it, you know, because yes. I know when I die, my family mm-hmm. probably won't let me do a janazah, you know,
right,
which is, you know, part of Islamic death.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be something that I want. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So even in that, I can make those arrangements.
Absolutely.
And come to you guys and say, "Hey, I want a janazah." And a janazah, you know, imam comes in, washes the body.
Yes.
You know, and stuff. And, you know, there's more to it than that. But,
absolutely.
Yeah, I got to really put my mind around this and try to deal with it, because this ain't Carter Funeral Home. We all know what we out here doing.
Absolutely.
We know our kids, what they out here doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't wait till something happen.
Yes.
Go and get it prearranged. Go talk to them. Sit down, talk to them, and say, "Hey, you know, I might not come in and say, "Yeah, Tori, my son out there selling keys on the block, and I know something right. probably going to happen
yeah.
to him.
Yeah.
He'll more than likely be shot or strangled or something like that." Mm-hmm. All that need to stay out the way.
Right.
I have a son. I need to prearrange his funeral. And I want to get this done now, because he's not going to do it. It's easy for a mama, and I wish somebody had told me that. I did my wow. own, you wow. know. Back when I was a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
But it costs more to die than it does to live. And
it does.
I keep saying that because it's the truth.
It is.
When I got my five kids, each one of them I had to pay $3,500 for being mm-hmm. born. That was back then. Like my oldest son was born in 90. That was back in 90.
Wow. General Hospital, huh?
Yeah. Exactly. So that's why I'm saying it costs more to die than it does to live. Don't put yes. that burden on your family. And if you're a young person, you out there doing, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, don't put that burden on your mom, your dad, your siblings, your aunts, your uncles and stuff. Yes, they may love you, but you're making it easy for them by saying, "Hey, come on in the car to the funeral home."
Absolutely.
Talk to Tori. You know,
you could talk to me, but
but you gonna send them to her.
I'm sure
so
he will.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So you might as well skip the middleman, just call Tori and get on her calendar
and take care of it. Absolutely.
You know, and let's just be real about it.
Absolutely.
You know, we gotta take care of that part. You know,
it's important.
It's very important. So, Eric, thank you once again. You brought a winner by. You have to bring her back, just like I asked you to bring them back.
She was a little shy this time, but she did.
She should be all right. I didn't get bad with
her. No. She did good.
I even watched my mouth round up. I was trying to be nice.
Yeah,
so she should be all right.
You did good.
You see me somewhere else, you might hear something else. No, I'm telling you. I'm warning you all ahead of time, ma'am. But thank you again, Eric. Tell them how they can get a hold of Tori address, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. They can reach us at our address is 3355 Merriam Street, Great City of Muskegon Heights. And you can reach us at 231-246-7611. We have our cars in the lobby, or you can just stop in and see us. You can call us, and we can schedule you. Tori, your email?
My email is tori@carterfamilyfuneralhome.com. Tori is spelled T-O-R-R-I. Email me. I will reach out as soon as I get the email, and we will plan from there.
And we'll be honored to serve anyone, even if it's present or in the future. We want our community to focus and to understand that it's very important to sit down and pre-plan funeral arrangements. Not saying you're going to pass away today or tomorrow, but it's important to give your family peace during a difficult time in their life. So we hope that this helps the community, and we're looking forward to many more talks, many more events, and many more things that we're going to do to try to educate our community on the death care and how it's important to put things in perspective when our time comes. And when that time comes, we pray and we hope that you choose Carter Funeral Home and that we serve you to the best of our ability because we care.
All right. Well, that's Eric and Tori from Carter Funeral Home. I guess we'll see you, what, next time?
Absolutely.
All right.
All right, thank you.
We're going to get back to more music on 103.7 The Beat.